He was convicted of being the mastermind of the 1993 World Trade Center attack, and yet, despite a life prison sentence, Sheikh Omar Abdel Rahman has devoted as his following on social media channels has grown, and he continues to be able to operate and influence. Joining us live is John Solomon. He's with the Washington Guardian. John, good morning. For all of us who are so concerned about keeping America safe and secure, this is a bit unnerving.
It is. It's a reminder that in a free society, we value free speech, even if it comes from or on behalf of a convicted terrorist. And it isn't a surprise that since 2010, when these Twitter and Facebook accounts started to open, that people around the world who supported Abdel Rahman are now calling for his release. And we think this social media empire that he grew very quietly has been the genesis for a lot of people, including President Morsi of Egypt, to call for his release. And it shows the power of social media in this 21st century we live in.
But, you know, even if the person in prison, whether it be a terror leader or a criminal leader, if they don't have a computer or a cell phone with them, as long as they have visitors, they can really do the same thing through surrogates, right?
They can, and then surrogates can even do it without visiting him. They know what Rahman had always preached, and so these websites have all of his old preachings up from the 80s and 90s before he was imprisoned. It includes recent al-Qaeda messages, like the one that al-Zawahiri gave us back in September that called for kidnapping of Americans. And so really, for the outside believer, the person in Egypt or someplace that supports Abdel Rahman's film, it looks like he's operating like he was never in prison.
That is crazy. It really is. He is a convicted terrorist. Is there anything that U.S. authorities can do about this?
That's the first question we asked federal prison authorities, and they said, listen, our hands are tied. There's nothing on here that we can tell that's illegal. We're frustrated like other people. We've seen this movement grow that encouraged his release, even though we don't believe he should be released, and we're really sitting here as frustrated as you are when you read this stuff.
No matter how many people call for his release, the U.S. is not getting closer to releasing him, are they?
I don't think so. There was a little buzz last fall around the time that President Morsi had some contact with the administration. But right now, everyone we talk to says he's going nowhere. He's in ill health. He's suffering from diabetes. And while there's always the possibility of a humanitarian release, I don't think this is one that would go over well in America. And everyone we talk to says he's staying put.
All right, John, thanks for opening our eyes on this one. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, guys. Have a great day.
John Solomon of the Washington Guardian.